뭐.
Timas Yisrael. Yeah, I thought it was. I made a quick reference to it. I have to get his head off. Again, you have an idea of what I've been doing, basically to give you the foundations of particularly everything involved in Tehovas. So we did Tam Ki'iko, and the din of yesterday we handled Machokes Amin Min Bemino, basically introduced the Tahuvus Min Bemino Min Mishenu Mino, the Gemaras in Chulin and in Truma and in Sochin, that there are different ways to measure Isul Heta, the Taimo, the Shishin, and Min Bemino we discussed yesterday. Shita Kashi, the Min Bemino Lobotel, Laloche, Patriarch like Abiyuda. We'll come soon to the Shaila a little bit more on how you define Min Bemino. The Gemara, actually we did that already yesterday, the Gemara that says that you go Bosa Shema, and the Shach saying that it's irrational to go Bosa Shema on an Inyan Nevisa Veheta with a difference in taste, or if they have the same taste just because they call differently, and therefore he says that that din applies only where taste doesn't play a role. Then the question is the two things the cause of Shema? One place doesn't play a role, meaning a place where you have Iso more than Shishim. Whenever you have Iso more than Shishim, it's like saying Taimo is not an issue, because the Kabbalah is more than Shishim, there is no Tam. Then the Iso comes from another side, not because of Tam Ki'iko. Iso has to be, there is Hakosov, Tekonis Chachomim, that by Stam Yenom, by Chomet Lepesach, where the Iso Mashu, wherever there is Iso Mashu, then it makes sense to argue Min Bemino, whether it's considered Min Bishenu Mino because of different names. Because, we'll come across a little bit later, Laloch, we hold small Kogorim, that a different name does make it into Eino Mino. And the only way you could really learn Shach is like the Shach, but not everybody does. We'll come to that a little bit later. I want to finish off today the Timo or the Day Yisrael. Remember we said that you trust a goy got problems. Is he a mumche, a sailor? Does he have integrity? No more or nothing. Right. Or maybe a case of milchus, which we mentioned in passing in the beginning, where there's a violation of civil law if he misleads you post advertising, etc., which also will be a factor in guaranteeing his integrity. Now what about Timas Yisrael? Or a more general statement, yeah. In control for Asad Isra Achiva, is this called Achiva when you touch your tongue to something? The Gaios Nisa the Hector? I want to know whether it has a taste of a paper pastrami that's filling. Paper pastrami, I don't need to have much of a strong meat taste. Pastrami has its own spices and it's salty. I mean, you need a little liquid in my tongue, I'll be able to detect whether it's in there or not. What's wrong with relying then on a Timas Yisrael for Iso Veheta?
So the text picks that up. The Taz picks it up in base. Okay. The people with us, if you don't have a text with you, look in, please. There's the Taz and the Pisli Tshuva. And I'd like to go back to the Shas and Membeis. Simon Membeis, those who have the whole Yodea with them. That's one disadvantage of not having the whole Yodea. Okay, people, I'm looking. You haven't been able to scrounge up any Yodea from...
I went, but there is the shear being given in there.
I haven't called it yet. My mother sold them 2 years. Anybody interested in buying a single volume that... Seth has the single volumes, which have a big advantage. You have two regular day together. As a disadvantage, it only has a single volume. It only has Tahulis, which is usually adequate.
There's one that's busted a color, one
Tahulis,
one
Elisa. It's very smart. I tried to get one, two.
And it's a new printing.
They're both available, but it's easy for the two, such a big monstrous volume. Nice to have the two chopped up according to the top of the CS.
It's also clear to read. It's a new print.
Huh?
It's a new printing.
New print also. Oh, correct. So if anybody's interested, I can have two of you said to the yeshiva and talk to Chaim the Brownstein. You have a order. We'll charge you for it, but I'm sure. Unless I can call the Center for the Future of Judaism and explain to them that the present Judaism has no money. The future Judaism has money.
I think they have it at this...
Huh?
I think they have it at the Soy's Farm Cell now.
They what?
I think they have those copies at the Soy's Farm Cell. They have a sale now.
So they don't have now, do they?
I think so.
Have some being sold now?
Yeah.
They do, yeah.
Oh. Okay, so please, those interested stuff. And where are they selling this on?
The Morgan Stern basement.
Something made up. I'll pick it up too. Then.
I don't know that.
The hours are horrible.
Yeah. You what the hours?
All mixed up. Below I call. There's no rhyme and reason to it. Some days they're not there. Other days they are, but only certain hours.
If it's messed up, I can go to two. You see, it's also messed up. I don't know. I come here to get messed up. I can stay in my own town.
Yeah.
Okay. Pick up the Taz and Beis. Yitamenu Ovid Yochovim. Kosa Vizrisho. Mida also. Yisrael and Mitambel. Yeshulmo. Shepo'omim konin bosom in akatsov. You all with us? V'im, v'ein yoduim aluruchu. Don't know whether the butcher did hadocha malicha on the meat. Lo also litom b'lishono. Right? Im lo also litom b'lishono. Also, a sense of humor. Atkan l'shono. That's as far as the tongue can reach. No, I mean, no. That's the language that he used. Atkan l'shono. Okay? What are we talking about? We'll come to a mitzvah later in the Zman. Give me malicho. Meat that hasn't been salted. And the mitzvah dam. By licking the meat, being ish, you'll get some kind of small amount of blood on your tongue, and therefore that's isur. the interest is not the blood. The interest is to find out whether it's soaked, whether it maybe been soaked already. Let me give you a medical fact also. Daniel Good said, because every family has, unfortunately, or the older people who have cardiac problems and are on a low salt diet, and it poses a special problem preparing meat for them. So the only way they can eat meat is in one of two ways. Either have the butcher, stand on a minute. Either have the butcher give you meat for salting and you broil it. You need to pay for broiler for that purpose. Can you say broiler for kosher meat, not kosher meat? We'll learn that later on too. Right. And then there's no salt added. Or the rational way to do it, which nobody does because they have no seichel, the butcher doesn't salt the slice of meat. The butcher salts a quarter of meat, the whole thing. And all you have to do is have the butcher give you a piece of meat from the inside. That meat will have no salt in it. Okay. All right, okay, how does it work then for the melicha? That's none of your business. Rabbanon made a takon of melicha. Actually, Dam Shebishlo. It's Rabbanon, according to Moshe. Number two, Dam Shelofilish. It's Mutal. When you order rare steak and you cut the meat, there's blood in there. That blood is blood after Melicha. That's called Dam Shebevon. But you can't fool yourself. It's like the old days, my mother salted her own meat. She ordered a steak, got a steak, this steak, and salted both sides, and then cut it up for the family. The butcher gets a truck this size, also salts just the surface. What happens inside the meat? That's the real business. That's how long. The rationale isn't too bad either. That's the rationale. And if you went ahead and cooked the whole chuck as is, by the time the inner blood would come out and be pierced, it would be congealed by the heat. That presumes you start off with a boiling pot of water, you throw it in, don't start off with a cold pot of water. But even if you're not the corner of the home, don't ask too many questions. You can soak that chuck. Cut off the outside, you make chop meat, chop it for chop meat. And the inside, you have a sign, cardiac approved, like kosher meat.
Okay, it shouldn't be any red meat at all.
What?
Shouldn't be any red meat at all.
That's what I'll call them, that's how you should conduct yourself. You got that picture?
Rabbi, for the salting.
Sorry?
For the salting, the masa, I worked in a butcher shop, and I was taught that in terms of the layering of salt, the whole area needs to be covered in salt. That you can't just sprinkle it on, and there are areas that are not covered. Is that necessary? Well, how often?
That's how we have to do what?
To cover the entire surface area in salt.
Then the edge of one side is enough. Allah Hu Akbar. We cover up.
We'll cover everything.
Chickens. Have a nice system works out for chickens. The chickens, after being soaked, the whole chickens, are go through a belt into a barrel, a perforated barrel. Perforated barrel valves and spray nozzles, spray salt, so that the salt gets inside the cavity of the chicken from the outside, it's the best way of salting. It's not labor intensive, so you don't get a job for all your produce.
But like idea, you have to soak the hand. It's very good method. Yeah, even the perforated barrel, make sure that any liquid runs out, but once the salt gets dissolved, it's wet, it loses its koach, the moisture, the yomek of the dam. Alright, so now we're talking about a woman goes in, right, and she doesn't know whether the meat was salted or not. That's standard practice. Can she do it or not? If yes, what is leading for? Why do you have to worry about a kfela? A kfela and a kfela amoye, kagoi, why can't you use the Jew to taste it?
So according to the case we just gave about soaking a larger piece and then cutting it up, so it's not so much that if she doesn't taste salt, that it wasn't salted.
Something about a piece of meat that was salted the way...
Yeah. She's going to taste the meat to see if it's salted?
With the meat. I want to know that was standard practice on the Lower East Side. A woman, they trusted the butcher because the Magier was in charge of what he came in. It came to salting. No poor women let the butcher salt. They know that the butcher's hurrying to do a quick job. Everybody salts at home. I mean, you kids can grow up and get married and never see meat salted. Well, nowadays, the butcher takes care of everything. They have poor butchers, good hashoka, they send you one ready made, ready to eat.
Or doesn't take care of everything.
Sorry?
Or does not take care of everything. The reason I asked was that I'm familiar with one butcher shop where they're very lax in salting. They don't do it as it should be done. Hang on, they just sprinkle it on.
30 years I remember the state conference commission.
Yeah.
Okay. The end of the month has shown Governor Como there that we did good work. Anybody else summonses? We had 11 investigators. The easiest thing to catch and give a summons were two things. You opened up the refrigerator and found there a bucket of blood, or you found there a bucket of saturated of salt solution. Because the Bronx butchers, not noted for their cumbers, right, would do two things. When the meat would hung around for a little longer than they should, it gets brown, and women in Mumbai. So they would go to the slaughterhouse and get a bucket of blood and get the meat in it and put it out on the shelf. Right, wrap it up on the shelf. Bleeding it. Must have shut it today. Right. And second, before the inspectors would come in and check the salt that the meat was salted, they could do so with a little chemical test that they could sodium. Right, a little plate test there. So they didn't want to salt it, it takes too long. They had a bucket of saturated salt solution. Something to me then, that's all. That was a guarantee of some, if you finally find it, one of those two things.
That's why meat requires a mnemonist. You need a butcher. If you won't eat in his house, you can't buy in his store. That's a clock. Too much monkey business going on to meat, and the price differentials are so great. I was yet in Yeshiva Ketana, the big scandal in the Lower East Side, all of New York, was a delicatessen maker by the name of Lanzman, who was caught Shabbos deliveries of safer meat. People, you know, coming home from a Simpson late Friday night, saw trucks in front of his shop, and they saw meat being delivered, and they took down the remember the name on the truck.
Christians found out it was a Seder slaughterhouse, and it's Friday night, the Kovar Shabbos, he added good quality meat to his salami. Okay? So that's the shayla that we have here. But we have a whole nice sugya, the Hilchos Trefos, which is supposed to also de-emphasize here, but you can't de-emphasize specific halachas because sadna the aro chadhu, it's one layer of the land. It's all together. Look what he says. The hutamu amiyod. I don't know what a shayla is. I'm wondering. Right? And the drisha. So the simon and beis gabi moro kosa behedya the tomo belashono. Okay, who knows what that is? Anybody? Again,
is this the case we're talking about? The woman tasting with her tongue?
You people didn't grow up in the Jewish community. You would know this. The Jewish community, I told you Thursday night, the women would show up to the hog with shaylas on the chicken. Common shayla on the chicken is days where chickens came filled. Nowadays, chickens come empty. But once upon a time, they were filled with kishkis and liver and so on. So the woman trained in a kosher home and would cut open the chicken, take out the liver, and look at the liver, does it have a gallbladder? One of the simony papers is a chicken without a gallbladder. The Yiddish expression, a mensch on a gaul, a human without a gallbladder. Gaul is bile. We have it in an English idiom too. A bilious personality. Bile indicating anger, etc. A mensch on a gaul is a compliment, a fellow who's very gentle.
One of the four humors.
Okay. Bile. Okay. A chicken without a bile, without a gallbladder. But Chazal knew that it could be that the gallbladder, as a bladder, was missing. We do surgery on people, take out the gallbladder. So, it doesn't kill them. It's not a paper. If they're producing bile, and the bile is going into the circulatory system, down into the intestines, it makes no difference whether it has a gallbladder or not. Why? The gallbladder only stores the bile. Why is it stored? So when you eat an ice cream, your gallbladder contracts and squeezes out a lot of bile. Bile is needed to dissolve fat in the intestine. If you can have a gallbladder removed, the doctor tells you, you gotta go on a low-fat diet. Otherwise you'll get cramps because you have fat in there that's not digesting. Right? But Chazal knew that gall is kosher without a bladder. But how do you know whether a liver has gall, is producing bile, but has no gallbladder? Well, bile is one of the most bitter substances known to mankind. So very simple. You lick the liver. If it's bitter, you know there's bile in there. But if it's bitter, it's kosher. If people only spoke Yiddish, it would be very helpful. Tell you a nice Yiddish maisha. It's all about the lady of Adichava who loved people. And a poor woman who finally saved up enough money get a chicken for Erevin Kippur when it's a mixture to eat. And she opened the chicken, she couldn't find the gallbladder. She came to ask the shayla. And the lady of Adichua licked the liver and he couldn't detect any bile. She said, well, maybe I'll give it to the woman to lick.
she may be able to detect it. And she licked it and couldn't detect it. And she said, oi, es ist mir bitter. Es ist bitter, es kosher. And that's all we need. Es ist bitter, I'm sad. Chicken is fed. Es ist mir bitter, es ist bitter, es ist kosher. Okay. Bitter. So what are you licking? The same meat that you said, a suffix, he said, I don't know whether it's allowed to lick the meat because I don't understand the bleacher. They have a paper that how do you check in cases, how do you check whether the chicken is kosher when the goat is missing? Again, the simon bay is gabi moro by the gallbladder, kosher behavior, the tomo belashono. Alkeinira the tiima belashon aimbo chash iso bemokum suffix. There's no visible blood on there. So all you can get is if you have visible blood, there's already mamoshes. Whatever you touch with your tongue, you're touching clay, you're touching dover, there's blood in there. The liver is safe until you burn it. Nevertheless, it's kosher. It's okay to make teima. That's his conclusion. So the shaila is, why not over here? Why look for a goy? Why not have a Jew taste it? He makes a chilik. It's a shiny hocha. The yitzchak litzon on the achila mamish. Here, you want to get what? An expert to tell you whether this is a food that has in it an alien taste.
The difference is
an alien flavor.
The difference is here we're talking about taroga.
Yes.
So it's different than licking the surface of a bladder, licking the surface of a liver to see if there's bile.
If it's a mixture, I can touch my tongue to it, but that won't be adequate because if you're looking for what? An expert tastes wine, right? So he what? Doesn't taste the wine.
Right.
He puts it in his mouth.
And
he swishes it around.
Right.
It's a whole ritual, right? To be able to get to what? The special flavors that come out of the wine. So he has to detect something. Therefore he says, there you need achil hin, achil amanti lahayr, shi yesham tam, akin so shi tevena vikachovin. The Gabe Tainis, Chaim Simitov Kosarian, Mavua Pocha Bazer, Elisa Betima Belosho Lachud, Husha Shom Elohim, Tima Likach Hosol Piv, Ubazer Yesh Chilik Ben Tainis Vashari Surin.
Because Tima Belosho is not considered Achila.
Okay. So that's why I had to get a Mishnah Bura. Actually, a big Shulchan, but they couldn't find it. Okay. Look at it. Tovkov Sarazayan. What does he quote? Same one?
Tovkov
Sarazayan.
What's
the name? Tovkov
Sarazayan,
Ohio. Sarazayan. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. 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 What are we talking about there? Hashove b'tainis yoko litom kidei revi obobad she yifol. You can take revi's 3 ounces, put it in his mouth, right? You get a flavor and spit it out. And he still didn't break his fast. Obobad she yifol. But the Yom HaKippurim, the Tishavu Tzotzer, the Yesh Machmirim, the whole time is Hebrew. V'ochen Noagim. Okay? Now. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Yochav Litom, he says, and Yesh Bo Melech Otavim. So, Kopol Aleh Shlo Yehene, Esho Yochav Yishter.
זה לא מקרה אחיל ודשתייה. בעצם, אפילו כוונות של עולם, אז אנחנו עושה שווה כי משאין הבולע. נראה?
On plain kindness, using mouthwash.
As long as it's less than a Levian's. The Machaba holds the smutter. The Mahamot says, Yesh Machmirin. Okay? Next. Levius is a Babacha Yiflo. Yilav Hoche, Hoshev Shisiyye, Vakilo Mashu Osu. Yom HaKippur Mitzvah Osu. Yesha Loma Shotsidu Lolo Zilav Kabalosu Talya. Atilu Spitokos Nirviyas also Osu. Gam say the whole time of Sibu, Zala Taneisim Aksubim Lehem. Vokhe Nogim. That we don't come to Mishra says, Ubamokom Sudas Mitzvah, Shemavashlim Biyom, Litzorach Halayla, Yeshlismoch Adel Rishono, Lahatir Bishat Hanesim, Litzor Matashlo Meyat Naat, Emirso Mela Fetavlin, the Litzor. That's how we talk to him. What's called Sudas Mitzvah doesn't mean necessarily Shemavashlim. At night, right? It doesn't necessarily mean Pidraben or Sudas Mila, etc. If you have Ochin, we'll learn that in our Shulchan Aruch. What's called the Tzovech. We'll make the Tzovech, right? Yeah. It means that you get something, and it's important that you make a good have a good reputation and make a good impression on them.
You need to tell him it's not so good.
Okay.
But, Rebbe, don't you normally in halacha make a distinction between te'ima, belia, and achila?
One second. So Tavo Menachech Olahara. He doesn't speak about Tima Voloshan. He says, I'm talking about faith, where you're dealing with what? Chech is the gums or the palate, right?
The roof of the mouth?
The roof of the mouth, right. Which means you're taking in a quantity. You're sticking your tongue out to lick something. That's not mentioned of these. Lechura, the Vaposha, that will be Muta.
Well, we normally make a distinction between Te'ima, when it's in your mouth, and then when it's in the base of Aliyah, right, that's called Aliyah, and then finally when you swallow it, that's
Aliyah. Base of Aliyah is already swallowed.
Base of Aliyah is already considered swallowed. But that's not considered Achila necessarily.
Yes.
That is considered.
That's what you're
going to
hear. Okay. If you look.
So it would follow that just Te'ima with Timas Lashon is not. It's not a chila, legabe itzur, because it's not entering the base of liya. Right. As the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, you're just using your chayt. You're not putting it into your throat.
Now let me show you how you have to learn shat first. Go back to the Taz. Right. Shaina hocha. Right. Here you have to eat bamish. Right. Simon tells I'm a bull posher bezet. The ain't you so the team of Beloshon Lachud. The Husko Shama Lenin team of Likel was all peers. So the task concludes for a tightness. Your mother is cooking fishable. Yom Kippur, she's making a salad. When we allow Kneva Shedek on Yom Kippur, so you have something ready for Moshe Yom Kippur. So your wife is allowed to prepare the salad on Yom Kippur. prepares a salad and she's making a salad dressing, can she stick her tongue out? She wants something with too much salt or not. Nothing, no fancy tasting needed. According to the Taz, it should be perfectly mutter. Okay? If you look at Membeis, where the you don't have it, you look inside with somebody, there you have the din Trefes Hamor. Okay? I'll read it slowly. It's simple. Membeis, Sif Gimel. In Choscha Hamora. You have it there? If the gallbladder is missing, Korea HaKorei Shesi Ve'erev, you cut the liver crisscross, Vitomo Bilishono, and he tasted with his tongue. In Yitom Tamar Kosher, in Lo Tom Tamar, then you don't give up. You send a little bit of holin. Roasted on coals. Why? The Yitom then tasted, and Yitom Tamar Chela, the Mas Chela. Because sometimes the heat, right, will bring out the bitter flavor. We're not giving up on a chicken so easily. Since in those days, a chicken was shefted for one of two reasons. Either the chicken was dying, or the owner was dying. Right? They thought they could save him with some chicken soup. So a chicken is a valuable food. You don't give up so quick on it.
Rabbi Bizmana said, do they do this?
Yeah, sure, all of it. I can't figure out whether this is the Tazo or Shach on top. They left out a good shit. Whatever, it's irrelevant. Let's see the shock of the talent. What do you have? You have it on top of the Dalit, the Tormo. Who does that belong to?
Looks like the shock.
I have it on my Kabbalah, that's the shock, but the text here is on the side of the talent. How do you have it? Never did it. How do you have it?
Yes, this is the
shach. Okay. That's on the bottom. You're right. That's on the bottom there. Okay. So the shach, that's what I'm looking for, the shach on Tormo. The Tormo. Listen carefully. Afagav the kaimelon the kamadukta. Also litov dobo macho leida and yeshbo dobo yisu. Umahai time, of course, of Marshal. That's what the Taz quoted by us. The Shekon and Bosom and Atabochim. Then your day in Maluruchu in love. Also, Litton Bobo Shono. Maybe a box in the Tali Bob Sadal. Efter Docha Kimlahu, the Gonin. The Milfil Roshichi, Shay Amoro, the Tulu, the Gamli. Baragilus, who Shay Nibla, the Makomo. The Kor of Adova, Shitum, Tamora, the Hemasma, Marosh Naposki. Here, Nathanael, we come suddenly get a principle, which will use in your day in Hilchos Avodos. What do you say here? Unbelievable. So since the odds are, you'll find out that it's bitter. Why? It's a good time. Without bile, chicken looks like it would never have grown up. It never survived. Therefore, there's no gallbladder. The life of you is
that the liver is still producing bile. It's not stored in the gallbladder. So the high probability is you'll find out that there is bitter, so you'll find out they didn't taste anything that's not kosher. Now, the blood part doesn't bother us. In the case of the bosso, takes him a little over worried about what to eat of the blood. Over here, we're not worried about the blood. Why not? Same thing. Forget about the liver. The liver is, and the bile is, one factor. That could be kosher place. But by the liver has, liver's cooler down. The same issue is taking the bottom meat. So again, this is where you cannot deal without experience. If you ever held a liver in your hand, you realize that a liver is extremely smooth on the surface because it has a covering, a peritoneum that goes over.
Like a membrane.
You can touch it, a liver, and your finger and not get it bloody. You can't touch meat, that's raw meat, without getting it bloody or fatty or something. Therefore, he wasn't worried about the blood in the liver. Only worried about the fact that I'm tasting liver that tastes. But the liver I'm tasting, I'm getting a taste of the liver, whatever the liver is. Because if there's no gall, the liver is safe. No, what are the odds? The odds are that there is gall. Therefore, what? Ti'imo is not achila. Ti'imo is a homeless. And since gall forming, you will find that it's kosher. Therefore, they were not going to, they didn't mind.
So,
no one says that ti'imo is an issue that I said. What then? The Rabban asked, ti'imo also achila. Therefore, here, where the likelihood is that it will be kosher anyway, because it's so unusual for a liver not to be bitter.
So, according to the shop, ti'ima here is different than ti'ima elsewhere.
Ti'ima here is different because there is a whole probability that it's okay. Whereas by Boso, Moluach, not Moluach, right, it's a 50-50 chance.
So therefore, by Boso, Moluach, one would
there
not...
There is also the same thing. But here is Mutah.
Wait, so the Rav said that the reason why we're not worried about the dam is because of the membrane around the liver. But didn't we...
They weren't about dam by the Boso. They didn't worry about the dam over here.
But didn't we say that we cut the liver, Shati there?
What?
Didn't we say we cut the liver shetty to air before
right.
You taste it?
Yeah.
So there's no membrane anymore if you cut it in half.
Okay, good point. I have no answer for that. All I can tell you is it's not done that way. Halacha l'maisa, I trained in papers, you don't cut shetty to air. You taste it. The reason you don't cut shetty to air is for that reason, because then you'll have blood. Right.
According to
Patriarch Papers will cut the liver of Shesed Erev. He'll grow the liver. Yeah, that's yeah.
Maybe why do we have to taste the liver? If the shop says that Rove have to taste the bile. It says Rove, you'll find it bitter. So why do you taste it? It is a chazaka.
Because what's halacha?
It's a suffix. You have to be the suffix.
Yeah. Ishrach has kosher. Because every kosher animal has a gallbladder attached to the liver. And here, since Yitzchak has kosher, you can't go with the chazak. It shows that this is from a miyut, not from the rov. Among the miyutim, however, rov probability will be that the test will prove to be positive.
So why do you have to do the test?
Only because you do the test.
Part of the miyut.
But you already have a suffix on this animal.
How does the bile get through the membrane and the blood doesn't?
How's the what?
The bile gets through the membrane and the blood does not. Is that a permeable membrane?
Let me tell you what most likely the biological facts are. This chicken didn't grow without a gallbladder. Okay? When you open the chicken, gallbladder is a little thin sac
if you're a little bit heavy-handed, the sac grows and the bile spreads over the liver. That's why you find the bitterness on there. You find that in fish also. Fish don't have any lungs. They can't be like kosher, but they have bile. And if a fisherman, you don't live only on frozen fillet, but you sometimes buy whole fish, and the fisherman opens for you, if he's a little bit sloppy, since he cuts it open and reaches his hand, shuts out all the kishkis, if he's a little bit sloppy, doesn't know that the gallbladder is at this point in the fish, and he grabs it and he bursts the gallbladder, the whole fish will be bitter. He's dealing with a substance that's terribly, terribly bitter. So if you ever get fish that has a bitter taste, it's because the fisherman bursts the bladder.
Okay?
It goes from the liver into the gallbladder through the bile duct and then through another bile duct in the gallbladder into the intestine.
The hepatic duct leads into the gallbladder.
And the bile duct is in the bladder.
The bile duct leads into the
small intestine.
Small intestine to dissolve the fat so that the enzymes can work. Otherwise, the enzymes in your stomach, and therefore those who have gallbladder disease, they have a blockage in that duct, which is stored in the gallbladder, so that you don't get the adequate bile coming out. The first symptom they have is flatulence, belching, you know, because they got a whole bunch of fat in there, lying there for days, bacteria growing on it, and the body not able to digest it because of the absence of the detergent. Bile is only a detergent, a wonderful detergent. Dissolves fat. Finish off the story. There's a fellow Yeshiva Bacha by the name of Billy Rubin. Any Swedish memorial, what's Billy Rubin? His fellow is Kanyanko's son, Kanyanko Rubin, and the son Billy. As you know, Billy Rubin is the regent of the land of Liz. Say he's a high Billy Rubin. Billy Rubin is the chemical manufacturer, right, that is used to make bile, and it is an enzyme that's needed to convert the bilirubin into bile and into hemoglobin. The same chemical structure goes both ways. And when there's too much bilirubin, especially the baby is premature, it can cause icterus, which is yellowness, stains the brain yellow and causes permanent mental defects. That's only a newborn premature. So all the kumbhas they make where the baby's a little bit yellow. Yellow it is because the bilirubin got into the blood and was not handled by the enzyme to make it bile. So it circulates in the blood and stains the skin. That bilirubin, as you now know, a life-saving substance in the baby's circulatory system. When the baby begins to breathe oxygen, you heard the term, he makes free radicals. Right. And he tell you that you should take vitamin C, so on, because it's an antioxidant. It doesn't allow for free radicals to form.
free radicals are a major cause of cancer. So Kodesh Bogu, in his wisdom, didn't let the enzyme manufacture the liver that takes care of the bilirubin, didn't let it start until 5 days after the baby is born, so that the bilirubin will keep on circulating and sponge up the free radicals that are formed in large amounts when the baby becomes an oxygen breather. So high bilirubin is healthy, it's a buffoon for the child. And the Chassidim Shemorim, not understanding anything, they will not make a bris milah if the baby has a high bilirubin. There are times that he has a high bilirubin because he has liver disease. But that you don't know until he's 20, 30 days old. Therefore, we know that if the baby has a high bilirubin, but not so high as to be off the curve, up to 19, a number, then you know it's just a healthier baby, really. A baby that's better protected against free radicals than a baby that only has a 5 bilirubin.
And sometimes the doctors want to test the baby a couple of times to see that it's moving down, but doesn't breastfeeding prevent the bilirubin from going down?
Yes,
so
I share Paschim. And even though they show the Shiretzedek that breastfeeding, because of the female sex hormone, delays the onset of that enzyme from the liver, it's better to delay the bliss and not take the baby off the breast.
Really?
Since the Gemara says that breastfeeding for baby cool nefesh, so you make a meal of shoulders manner. What they do now, where the hormones, they know that rule. So they give the baby only water for a day or two, so the bilirubin would come down. Shehel, but that's against our law. Baby's entitled to nurse. I'll end up that he has a high bilirubin, and the mother will delay the bliss a day or two, so we'll delay. That's less concern than the concern of exposing the baby to any kind of danger in the early days of his formative time. It's a very critical time in the baby's life. Also the idea of taking the baby away from the mother and putting him under lights. Blue lights that break down the bilirubin. And the baby is blindfolded and taken away from the mother and lying in an incubator for 2-3 days so that the bilirubin will come down. And Shehel, that cruel and inhuman treatment, so that the bliss will be with mine, a big deal. That's the be all end all of Yadus. So this will be a little bit later. It's an approach. One that takes into account the whole picture. Okay? I thought I'd get a little bit further today, but the team of tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll move ahead already a little bit. We have here one more thing to finish, and that is a very, very important sugya. I didn't finish reading, writing up the sikkum of it there. And that is what's called a suffix. So you can look ahead a little bit. The next thing that we have here is nishpach. In the case of min b'mino, right? Min zil. Beis. Look, in the sale min b'mino v'nishpach, binin shen yechonu lamad olo v'sharo. No do shoyo rubo heta, mutav lav no do shoyo rubo osu. We touched already at once, and we'll pick up again tomorrow. I want to focus on one point. What do you mean you can't be Mishaya? Meaning, I just don't know how much total amount was in there to begin with. When the Yisrael fell in, I can't. I know there was more ahead than Yisrael, but I don't know how much. That's called not knowing. Right? What is, however, the not knowing is due to the fact that I had no keli to measure it. In other words, it came from a cheskon yediyah, not because there was a real suffix, but something wrong with me. I could not make that estimate. Why? Because I don't know how to do it. I don't know the part it's up to here. How am I going to measure? I know how it was up to here to start with, but I don't know how much is up to here. So how much is up to here? Got to measure. I don't have any measuring cups. How to measure what's up to here? So there is a chesaron in what? A chesaron yediyah that doesn't come because no one can know. Call in somebody who's smarter than you, he'll make a session right away. He'll take another pot about the same size, make a mark where it's up to, measure what's in there. But you're a sheep of Shemazel and you don't know how to do things, sounds a little complex. That's a fundamental child. We'll have that in Kufyud, speak to you. What's called a suffix? A suffix in the seals, a suffix in your deer. Whether it's suffix in your deer, it's called a suffix or not. Here's where the opponent applied on this left. He says, Shein Yecholin Lamad Olav L'Sharo. Why not? Why can't you? So give us, we'll give you a number of options, a number of Mesholim, why Ein Yochel Lamad? Which is called a sufficient suffix, and which is not called a suffix. Okay? That's what we'll pick up tomorrow.